Yeah. So, say hello.
Hello.
So it's 10:05 at night on Wednesday the 17th or something? No, 15th. She's on another one, Sarah. We're out for our second walk of the day with Molly and Ruby. Ruby is my sister-in-law's 5-month-old Labrador. I don't think she's done anything. Yeah, I'll put the torch on, pet. Here, there's the torch. Oh, Molly. Could have saved that, Molly. Dirty. So, yeah, we're looking after Ruby tonight because Ruby's sibling, well, we say that, don't we? But the other dog that my sister-in-law owns, Harvey the Cocker Spaniel, has been castrated today, and so he needs a rest away from Ruby, who's, well, I'll come on to that in a minute, but Harvey's currently wearing the cone of shame. And so, yeah, we've got Ruby overnight. Now, Ruby is a bit of a handful. She's quite big for a 5-month-old Labrador. And, well, she's still very puppy-like. So, notwithstanding, she's like a bloody freight train when she's running around.
Yeah, she runs
out the room. Yeah. She doesn't really know how to play. She doesn't really... What the hell was that? Hey, look at that moon, Sarah. Moon's fairly low in the sky, but some wispy cloud over it, but it's really bright. Yeah, she doesn't really know how to do anything. When we go and walk Ruby and Harvey in the countryside where they live, up in Welbury, which is... Welbury sounds like such an Oxfordshire name, doesn't it? But it's not. So just outside North Allerton. Yeah, Ruby just copies everything that Harvey does. Wow, that's a bit quick. That's about 55 mile an hour. Maybe 54.7 miles an hour, I reckon. So, yeah, she and I know you might say, oh, well, she's a puppy. No, trust me. She actually doesn't know how to do anything. She doesn't know how to play. That includes with a toy, you know. Yeah. She is from the gun dog family of animals. Yeah, she's not bothered about other animals, really. She looked at our cat today as though to say, what is that? I just want to have a look at it. Out of a weird curiosity, not a typical curiosity. Yeah.
And he was like,
and the cat was like, no.
Because he doesn't react to Molly.
No, I know. So, we're on the race course in Thirsk. Well, we say on the race course, but it's not... Huh? I'm not on a horse. Which is funny, because our postcode is 1GG. I wonder if that was deliberate. Opposite the race course. But we're not actually on the race course itself. It's a grassed area that's used as a car park. You are kidding. She's found a ball. Every single time we go out walking with Molly, she finds a ball and she's found one. I thought she was... I'm like, what the hell are you at my feet for? Get her running around. I'm not chucking... No. Yeah. So the first horsey races in Thirsk on the 22nd of April. So we've noticed they've started preparing the land that the race course owns. Is this Harley Davidson? Hear this? No, that's not Harley. Light's too high. No, it's not. It's a KTM, though. That's a nice bike. See, that's a nice bike. So, yeah, they started preparing the land. They've been cutting this grass that we're walking on. There's another grassed area, huge grassed area, right opposite the great race course. Used the car park. They've been sorting that out, and they've been sorting signage out. So, soon we won't... Our time to go on here will be restricted, is that right?
I think only on race days.
Race days, right, okay.
I think rest day will be all right.
But, you know, everybody... Everybody is... everybody in the area comes and walks the dogs out here.
Some people even walk past the junior dog walker sign.
Oh, yeah. So we're kind of going on the top end of this big grassed area. Oh, God.
Like the long and straight...
The long, yeah, kind of hairpin back round. There's kind of sporadic lines of bushes going down the middle. But to my left, which is the top end, there's a fence there and a sign saying... private property, no entry, but we see people going past that, and that grassed area on the other side is maybe twice the size of this bit, and maybe half as big again, I reckon.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because that, do they put animals on there, livestock?
Well, somebody said that.
Do you know something? I'm sure a couple of years ago I saw livestock on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you able to smell that wood fire?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Somebody around here has got a wood fire. Lovely. Lovely smell, I love it. Anyway, it's a fairly clear night. I say that and the cloud's coming in now, but the cloud's high. It's actually not, I don't find it cold. I think it's maybe 6-7 degrees maybe, or 6 degrees. Yeah. Adrian Wicks is out in his motor caravan. I forget. I've just been looking at these beautiful photographs of the landscape. Oh, I don't know whether it is today. Is it? Might have been a recent expedition. But wonder when Adrian's coming up here. But at the same token, we need to explore. Because for the past... We've lived here 2 months to... what's the date?
The 15th.
Okay, so we've lived in this house...
2 months.
Eh?
2 months tomorrow.
Well, no, we moved in on the 14th.
We didn't start living there.
Okay, 16th. Okay. So 2 months now. Yeah. And we just not stopped. You know, it's... Getting the... Where did you go? Oh, when you went for your little drive around?
No, when I took the other two up the hill.
Oh, okay. Or up Sutton Bank, yeah.
I saw whatever it was, the best view in England.
Oh, right. Anyway, beautiful night, stars are out, not really that cold at all. And I'm aware that I've stopped my auto subscription for an hour's worth of recording. As Rich Roberts says, the station or the website formerly known as audioboo.fm. It's a shame. Right, yeah, we got about 25,000 litres of milk. Right, so I'm going to go. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time.